where does church happen? There's so many. I mean, even when we're testifying to somebody in the name of Jesus Christ, two or three are gathered there. He's there in our midst. Even if that person is a non-believer and we're testifying in his name, we're gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. Church is happening. And I was thinking, you know, when a husband and a wife are living together in unity and peace and drawing near to God, they're having church. I mean, it's 24 hours a day, they're having church. You know, when parents are interchanging with their children, you know, it says in I believe Deuteronomy, it says that when you're waking up, when you're walking out on the wayside, when you're sitting down to eat, when you're laying down, teach your children of me. They're having church. You know, we don't see that. When he said when people gather at the table and bless the food, bless the gathering, that's church happening there. You know, and I really believe that where it talks about in Acts where they met daily and they went from house to house breaking bread, I don't necessarily believe that it was a ceremonial thing. I believe it was just sitting down at the table to not just share the bread on the table, but to share the bread of life at that time. I believe there was a fellowship and a church was happening at that table as they sat around the meal and ate, and they broke bread and passed it to one another. Just the blessing of the Lord was upon that gathering, and they were meeting in the name of Jesus Christ, and they were gathered around just fellowshipping in the Lord. And I believe church happens a lot in our lives, and we just don't see it. We just don't think of it that way. But I really appreciate what he was saying, because so much of it is what I've felt for so long in my own heart, that we don't have to have a pastor, an official, break the bread and hand it out. A dad is the priest of the family. You can sit down on a Sunday morning, you can sit down on a Tuesday night, Tuesday afternoon for lunch. Have communion with your family. You know, I mean, you can, I hope communion is happening all the time in a family. It should be. Communion isn't necessarily just the bread and the grape juice or wine, whatever you do, at church here. Communion is a thing that happens between people. It should be happening in the Lord's unction also. But that should be, communion should be happening in families all the time. And I'm not saying that you have to make a ceremony of that, but it should be a time of blessing, a time of edifying, a time of building up, and a time of speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done in my life and how he should guide you as you grow up. And as a mother and a father talking to their children, that just should be part of your life. Saying, well, this is why you should do it this way, because this is where it will take you. If you do it this way, this is where it will take you. You don't want to go there. This is where you want to go. Well, so much of it. He's the preacher. He'll do it later. Hallelujah.
It was a good sermon, though. And not necessarily just because I agreed with him, but
that helps. Hallelujah. Let's stand. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. That Spirit dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, if that same Spirit.
Christ from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, one more time. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body.
Hallelujah.
If that Spirit dwell in you.
Hallelujah.
The zeal of God has come to me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, alle, alle, hallelujah. The zeal of God has come to me. It burns in my soul, a driving force that cannot be stopped, a fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, alleluia, alleluia. Oh, alleluia, alle, alle, alleluia.
Oh, alleluia.
Oh, alleluia, alleluia. Oh, alleluia, alle, alle, alleluia.
Alleluia.
Okay, Deb.
When we were down in Tennessee, I had bumped into another woman. It was really hard to hear her. There was a big speaker, and I was kind of lost. There is, 18,000 people at this conference, and she kind of looked at Sam, and then, I couldn't really hear what she was saying, and she just said, I just wanted to know what to expect, and then she left. And I'm sitting here, and I thought, her baby has Down syndrome. And I felt so terrible. I looked for her. How do you find somebody in 18,000 people? You just don't. And so we prayed that night, because I felt really bad. I'd missed an opportunity to minister. And we prayed about it. It was probably a good week. I put a notice out on my email loop that I'm on saying that I've been in Knoxville, exactly where I've been. And so, I think it was this lady. Well, I got three different people that they thought it was different people. Well, I called the first one, and I said, did you come up to another mom with a little baby and I had Andrew with? And she says, yes, I did. And so I started crying, and I said, you don't know how we've prayed that I'd be able to find you again. And she was just so amazed that, I did find her. I mean, we're talking, this is some time later, and out of 18,000 people, the Lord was able to bring it back together again. And I was able to minister to her, and she had really no idea what to expect. And so the Lord is good.
Oh, He is so good, so good. The half has never yet been told. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. living, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
One more time.
I will call upon the Lord. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Fly away, fly away, fly away. Hallelujah.
Marching on in the light of God, marching on, I am marching on, up the path that the Master trod, marching, marching on. A robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion fair, a victor's palm, a joy untold, are mine when I get there. Marching on through the hosts of sin, marching on, I am marching on. Victory's mine while of Christ within. Marching, marching on. A robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion fair, a victor's palm, a joy untold, are mine when I get there. Marching on while the skeptics sneer, marching on, I am marching on. Perfect love casteth out all fear, marching, marching on. A robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion fair, a victor's palm, a joy untold are mine when I get there. Marching on with the flag unfurled, marching on, I am marching on, preaching Christ to a dying world. Marching, marching on, a robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion fair, a victor's palm, a joy untold are mine when I get there.
Sometimes they end too soon. You know, there should be about 30 verses to some of these songs. John, what was yours?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John, why'd you pick that song? You like it? That's far out. That's quite a song for a... How old are you? 10 years old. On Christ the solid rock. 10-year-old. Child, talking about standing on the solid rock. Hallelujah. That is something else. Something else. That's kind of 60s talk, far out. You know, it's exciting to hear pastors say that he wants to make this a house of prayer. Because I believe, ask of me, I believe that that's what God wants us to do, is ask of him so that he can show himself strong on our behalf, but not just on our behalf for our sake, but on our behalf for the sake of the world that is lost and dying out there. That I believe that this church here one day will be, for the size of it, will be an awesome power in touching people all over the world. Why I believe that, I don't know, but it just is in my heart. I believe that the Lord will send people, young or old. He doesn't care. Moses was 80 when he sent him back to deliver Israel. Age doesn't matter with God. I believe that this church is going to touch the world, not just by supporting missions that you see back there, but by sending missionaries from this church to touch the world. I really believe that.
Ask of me, and I will give the nations for an inheritance for you, as an inheritance for you, my children. Ask of me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you. Ask of me. Here am I, now send me to the nations as an ambassador for you, as an ambassador for you, my Father. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. Here am I.
Let's do the second verse.
Here am I. Now send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. As an ambassador for you, my Father, here am I. Now send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. Here am I.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.